The following was recorded live from the sanctuary of Bethel Worship Center, Tuppers Plains, Ohio, reaching the world for Jesus Christ from Meigs County. Join us now and experience an exciting message from our pastor, Rob Barber.
So first of all, let's look at Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. I hope this doesn't seem too fragmented this morning because I have nothing prepared for this message. This is just something that I feel like I need to share with you this morning. Matthew chapter 17. Probably look at more than just verse 20. Let's go back to 14. And when they came to the multitude, a man came to him, kneeling down to him and saying, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic and suffers severely, for he often falls into the fire and often into the water. So I brought him to your disciples, but they could not cure him." Then Jesus answered and said, "O faithless and perverse generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I bear with you? Bring him here to me." This seems like pretty harsh words, doesn't it? You know, Jesus is talking to his disciples. However, these disciples had walked with him for many months and years, and he had taught them faith. He had explained to them how to exercise faith, and then when they have the opportunity to be able to do something incredible by faith, they were not able to accomplish this. Now, however, he's going to go on to teach them something very important here. And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the child was cured from that very hour. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, "Why could we not cast it out?" So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief. For surely I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." Now, this is a hard saying. Jesus is teaching us that if we had just a small, tiny faith, everybody knows what a mustard seed looks like, right? They're so tiny. Very tiny. However you put it in the ground and it'll grow up. Jesus said that it'll be the biggest of bushes and it'd be even a tree-like plant. It can grow. So if we have a small portion of faith, we can apply that faith. And with the power of the Holy Spirit in our life, that faith will grow into something that can move a mountain. Hallelujah. Is that incredible or what? I want you to understand what God is calling us to as a body. He's calling us to move into areas, to take this little bit of faith that we have, to begin to move into areas in our life that will create an opportunity for us to be able to, because of the faith that is built inside of us and grown from knowing the Word of God, walking by faith, that's one of the scriptures we want to look at. Because of this faith that grows up inside of us, that we're going to be able to do incredible things. Daniel said that the people who do know their God will do incredible exploits. That's the kind of thing that I believe God wants happening in your life on a daily basis. The kind of things that we were talking about this morning. I know you have a handle on this because people were giving testimony this morning of how they stood on the Word of God, how important it was. But there are greater things ahead of us that God desires. Things that we can't see right now. Things that we don't understand. Things that's going to look like mountains. It's going to look like giants, going to look like monsters. I know you use any analogy you want, but they're going to be huge. And God's going to call on us. He's going to call on you. He's going to call on me. He's going to call on us corporately as a body to stand together on behalf of individuals, on behalf of our church, on behalf of this community. He's going to call us to be able to speak to that mountain and say, be removed and cast into the sea. And it will not be impossible for us. Because that's the God that we serve. We've seen this happen so many times in the past. Just walking by faith. Moving out. We left the little church on the hill to move to Tepper's Plains School. We burned our bridges behind us. We wasn't able to go back to that place. We went to a building. We had 1 year lease. We didn't know what God was going to do. But God had a plan. And we faithfully followed that plan. We were there for a year. We eventually went to Chester. Then we were able to build this building. God is the one that accomplishes these things, not us. God is able. Thank God for this facility. But listen, I'm a peon. I can't do that. I can't make it happen. But I know a God that can. And we trust in our God. God is doing some incredible things in the individuals in this congregation. He's making provision where there was no way. He's opening doors where doors were shut. He's shutting doors where doors were open that the enemy had wide open, but he's shutting those doors on your behalf. I believe that. Luke 16 or 17. Luke chapter 17. Look at verse 5. And the apostles said to the Lord, increase our faith. Awesome. You know, they wanted their faith to be increased. They wanted the Lord to show them, what's it take to increase your faith? So the Lord said, if you have faith as a mustard seed, once again, he presents faith as a mustard seed. You can say to this mulberry tree, be pulled up by the roots and be planted in the sea, and it would obey you. It'll obey you. Now, first of all, he gives us the analogy of a mountain. Then he says, a tree, it doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what the obstacle is. If we have the faith in our God, now I'm not talking about having faith in faith. I'm talking about having faith in God. Yes, sir. Putting our trust in Him. You can't muster up faith. You can only trust your God. Jesus said, here's how you increase faith. You take that little mustard seed that you have and you begin to build on it. You walk by, 2 Corinthians 5:17 says you walk by faith and not by sight. Every step you take is a step of faith. When you encounter a mountain, you encounter a giant, you encounter whatever it is, a valley you're going through, it doesn't matter what the situation, relationships, you encounter those. How do you do this? You take that faith that you have, that little mustard seed, and you take a step. And when you take a step, you have planted that seed. And that seed begins to take root with the next step. And a step after that, it begins to grow up. And as you step and keep moving forward, God grows up that tree right in front of your eyes. And you are able to speak to that mountain, and it'll be removed. You'll be able to speak to that mulberry tree, and it'll be planted in the sea. Because you have allowed God to grow that faith in your heart. There's nothing like walking by faith and living a faithful life before your Lord, your God. How do we do this? I'm going to give you one last scripture. Turn with me to Romans 10, 17. Apostle Paul, who we believe is the writer of Romans, says this to us. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. But I say, have they not heard? Yes, indeed. Their sound has gone out of the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. But I say, did Israel not know first Moses? I will provoke you to jealousy by those who are not a nation. I will move you to anger by a foolish nation. But Isaiah is very bold and says, I was found by those who did not seek me. I was made manifest to those who did not ask for me. Hallelujah. But to Israel, he says, all day long I've stretched out my hands to a disobedient and contrary people. What the Apostle Paul is telling us is that the people, Israel, is going to be provoked by people who understand that their faith is encouraged, their faith becomes strong by hearing the word of God and acting on that word. There's another place said that they will be provoked to jealousy by the Gentiles. He's saying that those of us who know our God are able to hear the word of God, and when we hear the word of God, our hearts are stirred inside of us to trust that word. That's why that song that we sang this morning, the promises of God are so powerful in our lives. When we claim those promises, they come to life. God desires for you to look into His Word and say, God, this is what you said. This is what you said about me. This is what you said about my situation. This is what you said about my family, my church, my community, my nation. This is what you said, God. You think that makes God mad? No, He's proud when His people say, this is what you said, God. I remind you of your word. And we stand on that word, and we believe that word. God moves on our behalf. Incredible God we have. Hallelujah. I'm believing that God is going to move on behalf of the debt that we have here at Bethel. That God's going to set us free from that. I'm believing that there's going to be a supernatural move, but I want you to understand something. In order for that to happen, we have to take a step every month and pay that mortgage. Every month you have to give. Every month I have to give. Every month we have to do what we're supposed to do. That's our responsibility. That's the integrity that God has placed inside of us to do what is our the best we can possibly do, but our God is going to show up on our behalf. My goodness, I can't even believe I'm saying this, but God's going to pay this debt off. Right. Amen. Right. Oh, glory. Praise God. He's faithful. He has promised that if we, and I've been a tither all my life, most of you are tithers, I can't encourage you enough to tithe. People think, you know, and when the pastor gets up and starts talking about tithing, well, he's talking about it for benefit of the church. No, God's the supplier of our needs. I talk about tithing for your benefit. I'm a tither. I don't have to worry about it. I understand that principle, and I apply it to my life, and my God has blessed me and my family because of it. I want you to be blessed the same way. I don't tell you these things because we have a need. No. Praise God. I tell you about tithing and giving because you have a need to be in the will of God. I want it to happen for you. God is alive and He is certainly. Let's go back. Let's look at that tithing scripture real quick because I want you to see in Malachi. Hallelujah. I'm just jumping all over the place this morning, but let it be. Malachi 3, verse 8. Will man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. He was talking to the nation of Israel, but tithing is still a principle. Jesus made it perfectly clear in the New Testament. He told the disciples, he said, or the Sadducees, the Pharisees, He told them when they came to him, you know, you tie the mint and anise and all these things that you're supposed to do, but you forget about mercy and grace and peace and the things that you should be doing in regards to relationships. He told them, do not stop tithing, but do the other as well, which is very important. Jesus could have wiped out tithing at that point and said, don't worry about that, do this. But he didn't, because it's about faithfulness. He goes on to say, bring all the tithes into the storehouse that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, here's your blessing, and pour out for you such a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, so that he will not destroy the fruit of the ground, nor shall the vine fail to bear fruit for you in the field, says the Lord of hosts. He'll not let the floodwaters come up either. Hallelujah. He'll hold them back. What a wonderful God we serve. He is so awesome, and he is mighty. Glory. Faith is something we walk by every day of our life. Trust in your God. Know him for sure. If you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, call out to him. He loves you. He wants you to be a part of his kingdom. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, and you shall be saved. Seems pretty simple, doesn't it? Well, that part of it is. But then there's a walk to walk. That's why the Holy Spirit's so important to you. He enables you to walk that walk every day. Hallelujah. Stand with me.
Hello, this is Pastor Rob Barber, and I trust you've been blessed by this week's podcast. Our desire here at Bethel is to connect you to the kingdom of God with inspired and anointed teaching. If you like this teaching and would like to know more about our ministry here at Bethel, please visit our website at bethelwc.org.